This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
And this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of July the 13th, and here we go, it's your hour of great music from the 1980s. And this week it's a special episode of the 80s at 8, because 40 years ago today, on July the 13th, 1985, it was the Live Aid concert. Yes, this was a benefit concert that was held simultaneously at Wembley Stadium in London and John F. Kennedy Stadium in Philadelphia. And for the 40th anniversary of Live Aid, this week on the 80s at 8, I'll be playing songs that were performed at Live Aid. And first up is a 1984 song by the British rock band Queen. The song was released in September 1984. It was written by guitarist Brian May, and the song is the eighth track on their 1984 album The Works. It was the fourth and final single to be released from that album, although the single version was edited down by 30 seconds from the version on the album. Different sleeves were used to package this single, and the live picture sleeve is now a collector's item. The song harks back to the old roots of the band, being built around a hard, angular and muscular riff. This song was the third song the band performed at Live Aid in 1985. The song features in the set list of both the Works Tour and the Magic Tour. It's Queen and Hammer to Fall. listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Queen and Hammer to Fall from 1984. Up next is a song by the American rock band The Hooters, released as a single in May 1985. The song appeared on the band's second album, Nervous Night. It peaked at number 21 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and reached number 3 on the mainstream rock chart. The song became the band's second consecutive top 10 hit in Australia, reaching number 6, and in New Zealand, number 9. The Hooters performed this song at the Live Aid benefit concert in Philadelphia in July 1985. The music video for the song was nominated for the Best New Artist Award at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards. The video featured live footage of the band filmed at the now-demolished Exton Drive-In in Exton, Pennsylvania. It's The Hooters and We Danced. This is the 80s at 8, and that was The Hooters and We Danced from 1985. Up next is a song written by Stephen Stills, Rick Curtis and Michael Curtis and performed by the rock band Crosby, Stills and Nash. It was featured on the band's Daylight Again album and was released as a single in September 1982. Stephen Still sings lead throughout, with Graham Nash joining on the second verse. Because David Crosby did not reunite with Stills and Nash until the album was well underway, his vocals are not featured on the album version, although he did appear in the video and subsequently sang the song with the group in live performances. The single was a success on the charts, reaching number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks, in November and December 1982. As of 2024, it is the group's final hit in the Billboard Top 40. It's Crosby, Stills and Nash with Southern Cross.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Island, sailing to reach for a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading line of the Marquesas, you got 80 feet of a water line, nicely making way in a noisy bar. I'm trying to call you, but on a midnight watch I realized why twice you ran away. Think about how many times Southern Cross for the first time. You understand now why you came this way. 'Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as the promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are dying, and my love is an anchor tied to you,
tied with a silver chain.
I have my ship and all her flags are flying. She is all that I have left,
and music is her name.
Think about
how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, Lord, your voice. And we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do.
you will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you in the Southern Cross.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Crosby, Stills and Nash with Southern Cross from 1982. Up next is a song by English musician Howard Jones, released in February 1984 as the third single from his debut studio album, Humans Lib. It reached the top 5 in Ireland and peaked at number 12 on the UK singles chart. Musically, the song is darker than other songs by Howard Jones, featuring an eerie gothic-tinged sound that is comparable to dark ambient. Howard Jones performed a solo acoustic version of the song at the 1985 Live Aid benefit concert. He reflected in 2015 that it was very fortunate that he picked the song to perform and said that it was a wonderful feeling when the audience joined in to sing parts of the chorus. It's Howard Jones and Hide and Seek.
Oh,
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Howard Jones with Hide and Seek from 1984. Up next is a 1982 song by Scottish band Simple Minds, and was released as the first single from their fifth studio album, New Gold Dream. The song was released in April 1982. It was the band's first chart hit in the UK, reaching number 13 in the UK singles chart, and charting for 11 weeks. Their previous 9 UK singles yielded no top 40 hits in that country, although some had sold well in Scotland. The music video, directed by Steve Barron, features the band members playing amidst colour television imagery, interspersed with an uncredited female model passing through an airport X-ray and sunbathing. The song triggered a prolonged period of commercial success for the band. It's Simple Minds and Promised You a Miracle.
Promised you a miracle. Belief is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. I've gone days break wondering. As love takes a train. Summer breeze. Only love she sees, she controls all love. Love sails to a new light. Promised you a miracle. Belief is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. As golden days break wandering. Everything is possible. Promises. Everything is possible. Oh. I promised you a miracle. Belief is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. As golden days break wondering. Reflects on them a while. Love speaks so quietly. Slipping back on golden tides. Breathing with screen memories. Promised you a miracle. A belief is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. Days break wondering. All the love she sees, even dreams are love. Life goes on, everything is possible. Of life, everything is possible. We'll be right back. his promises.
I spoke the days break wondering.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Simple Minds and Promised You a Miracle from 1982. Coming up for you after the break, more songs performed at Live Aid 40 years ago today.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Clayton, and this week it's our Live Aid special. Yes, it's songs performed at Live Aid, which was 40 years ago today. And up next is a song by the English pop rock band Duran Duran, released in May 1985. It was written and recorded as the theme for the James Bond film of the same name and included on its accompanying soundtrack album. It became one of the band's biggest hits. It is the only James Bond theme song to have reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100. It also made it to number two for 3 weeks on the UK singles chart while stuck behind Paul Hardcastle's 19. The song was the last track recorded by the most famous five-member lineup of Duran Duran until their reunion in 2001. And was also performed by the band at Live Aid in Philadelphia in 1985, their final performance together before their first split. It's Duran Duran and A View to a Kill.
Could it be the hole of opening wide?
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Duran Duran with A View to a Kill from the 1985 James Bond movie. Up next is a song written by English musician Elton John and songwriter Bernie Taupin from Elton John's 1983 studio album Too Low for Zero. The song was released in April 1983. It was the lead single from the album in North America, but released as the second single in the UK. It was helped by a video promoting the song on MTV. It became a big hit for Elton John on both sides of the Atlantic, peaking at number one in Canada and Switzerland, number four in the UK, and number 12 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Bruno Tonioli, later a judge on hit shows Strictly Come Dancing for the BBC in the UK, Dancing with the Stars for the ABC in the US, and Britain's Got Talent for ITV in the UK, appears as one of the dancers in the video. It's Elton John and I'm Still Standing.
Just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win. You're starting down the road, leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Elton John and I'm Still Standing from 1983. Up next is a song by English new wave band Spandau Ballet, released as the first single from their fourth album, Parade. The song was released in May 1984. It peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart and made the top 10 in several other countries, but only reached number 34 in the US, where it was their last song to appear on the Billboard Hot 100. Most critics were impressed with Tony Hadley's vocals and enjoyed the song. The music video used its theme of revenge as a way of paying tribute to the late film director Alfred Hitchcock. It also reached number 2 in Ireland and the Netherlands, number 3 in Greece, number 4 in Spain, number 5 in Belgium, number 8 in Norway, and number 10 in New Zealand. It's Spandau Ballet and Only When You Leave.
I only wanna learn what you know.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Spandau Ballet and Only When You Leave from 1984. Up next is a song by English singer-songwriter Nick Kershaw from his second studio album, The Riddle. The song was released in July 1985 as the final single from that album. It reached number 10 on the UK singles chart in September 1985 and became Nick Kershaw's seventh and last consecutive UK top 20 hit single. 9 days before the song was released as a single, it was the second of four songs played by Nick Kershaw at Live Aid. The others were previous singles The Riddle, Wouldn't It Be Good and Wide Boy. The music video was directed by the English art director Storm Thorgerson. On the Australian Kent Music Report chart, it reached number 83 and in New Zealand number 36. It's Nick Kershaw and Don Quixote.
Just
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Nick Kershaw with Don Quixote from 1985. This week's last song was written and originally recorded by the English rock musician John Lennon from his second studio album Imagine in 1971. Following John Lennon's murder in 1980, Roxy Music added a version of the song to their set while touring in Germany, which they recorded and released in February 1981. The song was the only UK number one hit for Roxy Music, topping the UK singles chart for 2 weeks in March 1981. Roxy Music's cover of the song features on many Brian Ferry Roxy Music collections and 1980s music compilations, though not always in its full-length version. It's Roxy Music and Jealous Guy.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. Just a jealous guy.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Roxy Music and Jealous Guy from 1981. And that's it for our Live Aid special of the 80s at 8, because the Live Aid concert was 40 years ago today. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.